John Craigie has a brand new CD out. It's a live one called Opening for Steinbeck. We're going to hear one of his very funny intros here into one of his songs. Here he is, John Craigie on Out of the Woods.
I want to try another topical one for you now. Unfortunately, though, this song is even less topical than the other one. So old, in fact, that this song actually was retired for a while. But I recently brought it out of retirement. What happened was I had written it in its heyday, and it was hella topical, and it was great. But then the Supreme Court made this groovy decision and made the song kind of irrelevant, and that was okay, and I was happy to retire it. But based on the current situation, I decided to bring it back as a reminder. So I'll sing it for you now. And this is a true story of an interaction I had after a show one night, and it goes like this. I was driving to a gig just the other day when President Obama said marriage was okay, not just for the straights, but also for the gays, and like most Americans, I was amazed. Gay people have to get married now. Haven't they suffered enough? I figured fair is fair. I was cool with it. But when I got to my gig, this guy told me the president was evil, said it was written all there in his Bible. I looked over his shoulder. I said, "What book is this?" He said, "The Almighty Book of Leviticus. Check it out, John, chapter 18, verse 22. No dude should lie down with another dude." I mean, that's a paraphrase, but that's basically what it said. Now, I had gone to Catholic school, but I had forgotten that little rule, so I borrowed his Bible. I kept reading on, wanting to see what else Leviticus thought was wrong. So here's a list of some other things Leviticus thinks is wrong. I hope that's okay. Oh, Leviticus, Leviticus. You mean the Bible so they take you serious? Are you too old? Are you still relevant? Oh, my sweet Leviticus. Chapter 19, verse 19 said a few interesting things. It said, don't let cows graze with other kinds of cows. Don't plant more than one crop in the same field. And don't wear clothes made out of more than one kind of fabric. I pause here to let that sink in. I also pause because not much rhymes with fabric. Chapter 19, verse 27 says you shouldn't cut your hair or shave your beard ever. I know to most of us it doesn't sound like much fun, but I got some hippie friends in California. They love that one. Verse 4 of chapter 20 says you should be stoned to death if you curse your mommy or your daddy. Verse 14 of chapter 24 says you should be stoned to death if you ever blaspheme the Lord. Ouch. I should mention there's a lot of stoning to death in this book. And if any of my hippie friends from California are here tonight and they don't know what stoning to death means, come talk to me after the show. You're not gonna like it. Chapter 11, verses 4 through 7 gave a list of animals thou shalt not eat. I read it to him. First, camel. No problem. Next, rabbit. Okay. Third, pig. Uh-oh. He looked nervous. He had that look. That look of, I still want to be intolerant, but I also want to eat bacon. Finally, we got to the big one, chapter 18, verse 22. Whenever two men lie together, they should be stoned. Well, sounds good to me. Oh, Leviticus, Leviticus. You're in the Bible, so they take you serious. Are you too old? Are you still relevant? Oh, my sweet Leviticus. I was having fun reading and learning all this stuff, and the guy grabbed his Bible and told me to stop. packed up his things, ran off real quick. It was the first time in history where a guy with a Bible actually forced someone to stop reading it. It was great. Now, the election is over. I don't care about your vote, and I don't care what your religion is. I would just hope if people could get worked up over stuff like that, maybe they could get worked up over stuff that's way, 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 way more important. Yeah. Like feeding people, healing sick people, loving your neighbor, you know, no big deal. Just all that Jesus stuff.
Birch Blues. And there ain't nothing wrong with this song. I was feeling sad and kind of blue. I didn't know what I was gonna do. The communists was coming around. They was in the air, they was on the ground, they was all over. So I run down most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, went back home to the yard. Started looking on the sidewalk, under the hedges. Well, I got up in the morning, looked under my bed. I was looking every place for them gall darn reds. Looked behind the sink and under the floor. Looked in the glove compartment of my car. Couldn't find any. Looked behind the clothes, behind the chair, looking for them reds everywhere. Looked up my chimney hole, even deep down inside my toilet bowl, they got away. I heard some footsteps by the front porch door, so I grabbed my shotgun from the floor. Snuck around the house with a huff and a hiss, saying, "Hands up, you communist." It was the mailman. He punched me out. When I was sitting home alone and I started to sweat, I figured they was in my TV set. I peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet that hit my brain. Them reds did it. Hootin' any television. I quit my job so I could work alone. Got a magnifying glass like Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues from my detective bag, I discovered red stripes and the American flag. Betsy Ross. Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy. Lincoln and Jefferson and a Roosevelt guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really and truly an American. That's George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. When I finally started thinking straight, when I run out of things to investigate, I couldn't imagine nothing else, and I'm home investigating myself. Oh, but don't find out too much. Good God.
God made me go out that night. At that hour I'd normally been in bed, but I found myself looking up at the sky at a very bright light straight overhead. It flashed green and then red, Santa Claus color. I stood there frozen in that light. Then I started hearing this kind of a whir. The lights got louder and the noise got brighter, and I felt a sudden chill. Brr. It was cold. Shouldn't have gone out without a coat. My mom was right again. This big old spaceship floated down and hovered 3 feet above the earth. Never been so scared in all my life. Could have given spontaneous birth if I was a woman and pregnant. These two little guys, about 4 feet tall, jumped off that space age Greyhound bus. They grabbed me by the arms and said, "Start walking, Dan, you're coming with us." Abduction. They didn't actually speak, but I understood them. Telepathy. They strapped me down to this metal crate, took out this 35-foot-long hose. They said, "Don't worry, this won't hurt." Then they stuffed that sucker up my nose. All the way up. I knew my nose was long, but this was a surprise. Head to toe, stuck prods in every orifice. This cold gray box come and gave me a kiss and extracted a couple of quarts of piss. I felt dehydrated. Then they waved this wand all around my brain, said, "Now we're reading your brain, you see. You got an awful lot of songs in there that seems they're all in the key of G." So what about Marilyn? That's in D. They said D flat, actually. I said, "Well, yeah, because I tuned down a half step." What about Hannibal? They said, "What about Hannibal?" I said, "Well, technically it's in G, but it's really a drop D tuning capoed up." They said, "How come you don't play the harmonica more?" I said, "How come I'm in a spaceship talking to aliens about my act?" They said, "We'd rather talk physics, but you're illiterate there." Couldn't argue. Dropped me someplace in Brazil. Took a month to get back to the USA. When I told my friends what I'd been through, no one believed what I had to say. That sucked. It's to be expected, though. Most people think Hannibal's in straight tuning. Well, my life's back to normal now. I do the things I always do. But once a week I meet with 12 other folks who've been abducted too. I tell my story. They tell theirs. I don't believe them, though.
Dan Byrne. That one never gets old. I can listen to that all day long. A trio of Woody Guthrie-style talking blues songs there. Of course, from Dan Byrne's 1990-something or other EP called Dog Boy Van, and talking alien abduction blues. Bob Dylan in there with talking John Birch paranoid blues, a live one. And we had another live one, brand new, from John Craigie, kicking it off there. Talking Leviticus blues from his new live CD, Opening for Steinbeck. Yeah, cool stuff. Oh, boy. All right, well, let's play some bluegrass. What do you say? Flashback has a new CD out. They are some of the folks used to play with J.D. Crow and J.D. Crow and the New South. Don Rigsby, Richard Bennett, Kurt Chapman and Stuart Weyrich. Phil Edberg used to be in the band, but he left recently, so they're back to being a four-piece. New CD's called Denver Snow, and this is One Morning in May. Oh yeah, it is May on Out of the Woods.
One morning, one morning in May, I spied a young couple, they were making their way. One was a maiden so bright and so fair, the other a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, said he. Where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm going out walking on the banks of the sea, to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. They had not been standing but a minute or two, when out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew. The tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark, cried the lady, hear the nightingale sing. Time to give on. Oh no, kind soldier, please play one tune more. I'd rather you fiddle the touch of one string than to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. Soldier, kind soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, fair maiden, that never shall be. I have a wife down in London and children twice three, two wives and the army's too many for me. I'll go back to London and stay for a year. As often I think of you, my little dear. If ever I return, it'll be in the spring, to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. She does the best that she can. Yes, good-hearted woman, loving the good kind of man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, we'll pass through this world hand in hand. She's a good-hearted woman, loving a good kind of man. She's a good-hearted woman, loving a good kind of man. Lord, Lord.
Tell me one more lie, give it one more try. I know you can squeeze out another tear. Tell me all about your plans to never break my heart again and be the best female actress of the year. And you can tell me how your car broke down on you again, and you had to wait for hours to find someone to tow you in, and you broke down outside a tavern. I guess that's why I smell the beer on the best female actress of the year.
Enough to take me somewhere where the past can't chase me, where the rain and the pain will flow right under. That a river of tears will roll like thunder.
high so I don't look down. It's gotta be strong enough to hold these blues. Girl, I'll be gone, gone, gone when I get through. I'm gonna build me a bridge to get me over you. Section. Girl, from you there ain't no wrong direction. I don't need no breadcrumbs on this road bound. When I get to goodbye, I don't wanna go back. It's gotta be high so I don't look down. Gotta be strong enough to hold these blues. Girl, I'll be gone, gone, gone when I get through. I'm gonna build me a bridge to get me over you. I'm gonna build me a bridge to get me over you. I'm gonna build me a bridge to get me over you. Build me a bridge to get me high so I don't look down. It's gotta be strong enough to hold these blues. Girl, I'll be gone, gone, gone when I get through. I'm gonna build me a bridge to get me over you.
Allison Krauss and Union Station for you here on Out of the Woods, going all the way back to 2001 and the new favorite CD and Take Me for Longing. Yeah, good stuff there. Boy, I miss it when she used to sing a lot of the bluegrass stuff. Now when you get a Union Station record, it's usually the guys who do the hard driving sort of stuff, and she does her more mellow kind of thing. But yeah, they're still out there. But the last thing she did was a solo thing, which had no part of bluegrass whatsoever. But anyway, good stuff. We also heard from Flat Lonesome in there from their most recent one, Silence in These Walls and Build Me a Bridge. Tom Mint and Mason Villa in there and Best Female Actress from their new self-titled release. Gary Brewer and the Kentucky Ramblers from Vintage Country Revival. We had Good Hearted Woman and at the top, brand new from Flashback from the Denver Snow CD and One Morning in May. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods. If you want to get in touch, you can get me at the website anytime at outofthewoodsradio.com, or you could send an email direct to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. And of course, we got the Facebook and the Google Plus, and I don't know, wherever else you can find us. We're sticking our head in every which way. We're out there someplace, you'll find us. All right, well, we are up to the top of the first hour here, so we're going to take a quick break and get in the station identification, all right? We will be right back after this.